right, now what else can we do when it comes to helping our children prepare for? And by the way, I'm talking about preparing for school. And I know that some of this is probably sounding like these are things that you do once school is in play. You do these once school is in play, that's for sure. But here's the thing. It is a great idea to have this discussion with your children before school starts. Several weeks before school starts, start working on these, putting all this together. Because again, preparation. And so rather than wait until 2 or 3 days after school begins and your child is dealing with the schedules and the rigors of school, doing homework, getting this bus stop on time, et cetera, et cetera. And then adding to all of that, coming home, trying to do homework, complete projects, read, study. And adding to all of that, trying to get all this done, trying to set up a homework station, trying to decide where it's going to be, how it will be supplied, et cetera. The calendar, staying on schedule, et cetera, all of that. Rather than working on all of that at the same time, go ahead and take the steps to get these things done now. The things that we're talking about that can help with study habits. Get all this in play now so that this part is done. And all you need to do is roll with the rest of it when school starts. Actually putting everything, all the pieces together. All right, so here we go. Plan to work with your teachers. Again, we're talking teamwork. Meet with your child's teacher and principal to make a plan for your child. It's ideal to do this before the school year starts, but you can do it at any time. Ask for a schedule of upcoming assignments, either on paper or online, and for your child to use free periods for homework. You can stay in touch by email, and knowing that you have the teacher's support is going to help a lot. And for the teachers to know that they have your support will help a lot. One thing that I would like for you to, again, discuss as a team, and that's this. If your child has more than one free period while in school, will your child use all of those free periods, every one of them, to do homework? Or will your child use some of those free periods to do homework? You see what I'm getting at, right? If the child is having a difficult time focusing, will it push the child into overdrive if they're having to be focused every period that they're at school? Or is there a chance that it could help if the child has two free periods or more, that at least one of those be used just to rest, relax the brain a while? Now, that said, it's also important to keep in mind that if the child is going to be distracted because there's nothing to do, because he or she is not working on anything, even though they have two free periods, three free periods, one free period, if they're going to be distracted and maybe even getting in trouble as a result, it may be better to go ahead and use maybe a part of that time, maybe 10 minutes, to just relax the mind for a while, relax the brain, and then get busy. Some trial and error may be necessary, but definitely, again, discuss it. You also want to help your child appreciate the importance of staying on schedule. Having a daily schedule is key for children who have ADHD. They need set times for doing homework. They need set times for eating dinner. They need set times for going to bed. If you get off schedule, start again the next day and stick to that schedule as much as possible, because it will help your child. And of course, that'll reduce the pleading and the nagging, the conflict, the drama. Stay on schedule. Also, consider what kinds of rewards will be good for your child. And I say what kind because it may be better not to make food always one of the rewards because, you know, we don't want to even unintentionally help our children develop some bad habits while in the process of trying to develop a good system. If food is going to be a part of the mix, I would definitely encourage you to avoid making unhealthy foods a part of the mix. So if it's going to be a reward, let it truly be a reward and nothing but a reward and not a reward and a curse or a reward and a consequence. Yeah. Helping them increase their body mass index and their fat levels in the process of rewarding them for doing good work. Now, if it's going to be food, make sure it's something that, of course, your child enjoys, but it's also healthy. But remember, food is not the only way that children can be rewarded for good. And here's the thing. The rewards don't even have to be big, but ideally, the rewards will be given immediately. As soon as your child tucks his homework in his bag, offer to read a story. Give him a sticker. Oh, you have an older child? Consider allowing some TV time or computer time. Build the rewards into your after-school schedule and keep it consistent. Consistency, you're going to find, is one of the keys to helping children, period, again, but especially children who have challenges with attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder. How about this one? This is something that I'm sure we adults can relate to. The need to sometimes break up big tasks. When your child starts getting bigger assignments, dioramas, book reports, term papers, that can be a big adjustment. So break it up into a series of smaller tasks, each one with a due date. Even teens with ADHD may need some help with scheduling big assignments and projects. Break them up into smaller parts. There's nothing that says, okay, we have this assignment that's going to be due in the next 5 weeks. Okay, let's finish it all tomorrow. No need to put you or your child through all of that. No. 5 weeks, huh? Estimate how much, you know, determine exactly what is going to be done. Estimate how long it will take to complete each phase of the project. Then you can determine how many hours per day or how many minutes per day and days per week to work on the assignment and preferably have it completed before it's due. Maybe a week before is fine if your child really gets ambitious and really gets the moving, gets going good and finishes like that, but at least 2 or 3 days ahead of schedule. It's done. Pressure off you, pressure off your child. It's done, it's been done well, ready to be handed in. All right, now, what are some things that have worked for you? And you, again, whether you're talking about working with a child who has ADHD, a child who does not have ADHD, you've been really vested in helping your child succeed academically. What has worked? What kinds of organizational strategies have worked? What kinds of reward systems have worked? Yeah, all of that. What has worked for you? Let's look at some more tips when I come back.